Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Chat with T podcast. I am your host, Tamisia, but you can call me T. I'm so excited because this is the first official episode. My podcast is now available on Apple, Spotify, Google Play, and like four or five others. It was like seven or eight in total, or 10. It was a lot. I'm going to leave the link to my podcast and to my Instagram in the show notes so you can check it out that way. Anyway, I do hope that you are doing well. I hope that you are safe, happy, and healthy because we are still in a pandemic. We are still going through this. So I hope that you are wearing your mask, you are washing your hands, and that you are staying your ass home. In today's episode, we are talking about the types of friends you don't need in your circle. So these are toxic friends, friends who are showing so many signs of red flags. These are friends who stress you and just drain you with all their bullshit mess. This episode is for you if you are trying to decipher if you need to cut someone off, or maybe you have had a shady friend or a snake in the circle and you can relate. So what are the signs that you may need to let go of a friendship or you need to cut someone off? You know, are you guys like peanut butter and jelly or more like oil and water? You know, I made a list of some things to look for when making that decision. Let's chat. First up, we have the one-sided friend. This is what you would pretty much call a fair weather friend. I'm sure you've heard it all before. But if not, a fair weather friend is someone who is going to be a friend to you when they want to be. They are your friend when things are going good, but it's like when things get tough or you might be going through stuff, they are nowhere to be found. So it's like they have one foot in and one foot out. And there's pretty much this like back and forth going on. So it's like they're a friend, but they're not really being a friend. Basically, they're your friend when it's convenient for them and everything is literally so one-sided. So you could always be the one to make the plans, like they would never ever initiate. Or you might be the only one who ever reaches out. Like you can check your text thread and it's like they're so much blue. Like you are always the first to start the conversation. They are there for you when things are good, you know, when it's convenient for them. But when things are rough and things are tough or you're going through something, they are nowhere to be found. So it can also be this thing of like a one-way therapy. They'll kind of like unload and they'll unpack all of their baggage onto you and you're going to give them your shoulder to lean on or the case may be. Listen, you just have to be very, very, very careful when it comes to people like this. They are very draining. They will take and take and take from you. So definitely set boundaries. Boundaries will probably scare them off because they're going to realize that they can't step all over you anymore and that they can't take so much from you. They'll realize with the boundaries that you're not going to give so much of yourself anymore. And they might honestly just leave you alone. So you probably have to cut them off. Number two, we have the unaccountable friend. There is no sense in continuing a friendship with someone who cannot hold themselves accountable. We all make mistakes. No one is perfect. But what it all comes down to is holding yourself accountable for that mistake. People who lack accountability make awful friends. Okay, they enjoy playing victim to a situation that they created. They're going to always point fingers at you and make it seem like it's your fault or that you're overreacting. And that's also considered gaslighting. Realistically, when it comes to a healthy friendship and mutually beneficial friendship, both parties admit their mistakes and apologize for that. And like I said, we're all human. We all make mistakes and nobody is perfect. My advice to you would be to let go of anyone, you know, who doesn't hold themselves accountable. That is a character flaw, and it's not something for you to stress yourself out about or to fix. Number three is unsupportive friends. So this is obviously a no-brainer. You know, if they aren't supporting you in any way, shape, or form, you know, you should probably reevaluate the friendship. Especially if it comes to like your passions, your goals, you know, your vision, your dreams, and there's just no support behind it, it kind of puts you in this space or has you thinking like, damn, you know, my own friend or my own friends don't support me. Is my dream too far-fetched? You know, am I aiming too high? And it just makes you question yourself. It makes you question your abilities because your friends aren't supporting you. And like I said before, you know, your friends are a second family. So of course you're going to value their opinions. You're going to value their input. Even, you know, they might not have the last say in what you do, but you're going to take into consideration what they say. So their support, their feedback is so, so important, honestly. And just aside from like your visions, your goals, your dreams, you should always support your friends, even when they are at their lowest. Support your friends when something good happens to them. Support your friends when something bad happens to them. You know, support them whenever. You know, you should want your friends to know that you're going to be there for them. I don't care if you want to join the fucking circus. Your friends should support you, okay? And if they don't, y'all don't need to be friends. You should not have to beg for them to support you. Because support from your friends is something that I think just comes naturally. If that's your friend, they should be rooting for you. A win for you is also a win for them. Okay, you know, no excuses. Obviously, there are a ton of ways to support. No excuses, because there are a ton of ways to support your friend. So for instance, if your friend does have a business of some sort, word of mouth is so important. You can tell your coworkers, your family members, whoever, all about what your friend has going on. There are just so many ways to show support. And I just think that when it comes to your friends, you know, that is something that just comes naturally. It is effortless, you know. Number four, the envious friend. So jealousy is completely normal, but on the other hand, envy is dangerous. People will do unspeakable things against you because of envy. And really, you know, to be honest, envy is just jealousy gone unchecked. You know, when you deny or you completely ignore those jealous feelings, it grows and it starts to fester. I once had an envious friend. Of course, check the past tense. You know, from the shady comments disguised as joke, cutting their way into conversations that I was having with others, especially with men, you know, putting on a show when others were around, and, you know, literally really just purposely doing things to shatter me. You name it, they did it. And every comment and action was destructive, and it was really just straight up malicious. I don't see envy being something that you can sit down and talk it out with your friend. You know, someone who envies you is preying on your downfall. It could be your looks, or aside from looks, you know, your style, your success, your accomplishments, you know, may even be envious of your energy, you know, the way that people fuck with you, the way that people vibe with you. That's the type of shit that really gets under their skin. You know, they see that and they're like, why isn't that me? It really could just be anything that is out of your control. You know, they don't possess the qualities, or they don't really have the character traits that you have, and they hate that. You know, to them, you will always be seen as competition. And one thing we don't do is compete with our friends. I repeat, we do not compete with our friends, okay? In a healthy, nurturing friendship, your friends should be happy when you achieve something. If you have an envious friend, or you are listening to this, and you may realize that you were, or you are the envious friend, definitely take some time to yourself and get your shit together. You know, you don't want to surround yourself with someone who is going to constantly tear you down, you know, who is going to constantly make light of your failures or shit on you just because. You know what I mean? You don't deserve that. Last but not least, number five, the friend who keeps a record or who keeps notes or tabs on all the things that they do for you. So do not trust someone who willingly throws the things they did for you in your face. Okay, I once had a friend who complained about all the little shit they did for me. And to be honest,
I never even asked them to do that for me. And I don't know, I'm a little bit naive, I guess. So I thought that when they did what they did for me, it was coming from a good place and that it was genuine. Now, if we are friends, aren't we supposed to look out for each other? You know what I mean? And I had done so much for them and have never, and to this day, would never dare throw it in their face. When you do stuff, it should be done out the kindness of your heart. You know, when I'm doing things to my friends, I'm never doing it in a way of like, you know, remember when I did this for you or remember when I bought that for you? Okay, so when it's my turn, make sure you return the favor. You know, I'm not keeping tabs on what I'm doing. You know, those types of friends will try to manipulate you into feeling bad. You know, when this happened, I was just so taken aback. I was like, wow, this girl had a whole list. I'm like, oh my gosh, she is really keeping notes. She was keeping score. It was so crazy. I just think that you take care of the ones that you love, period. And ultimately, you want to surround yourself with people who are going to look out for you and who are going to take care of you, you know, things like that, where they're going to step in or pitch in to help, but not keep tabs on you or not keep score, not keep notes. And I don't mean taking care of you as in like financially, because you can obviously take care of people without spending money. But it's just in a way of like, if I'm straight, you're going to be straight too. Or if I'm taken care of, you're going to be taken care of too.
So we have reached the end of the episode, and the tips that I've listed are just a few signs that you probably need to reevaluate your friendship. All in all, really, just don't beat yourself up when it comes to cutting someone off. You know, everybody isn't meant to continue on with you. And just know that you have to do what needs to be done, because you don't want to surround yourself with people who are obviously harmful to you and your well-being, okay? Protect your peace. Please protect your energy. When people show you who they are, definitely believe them. And always remember that your friendships should bring purpose, positivity, and value to your life. I will link some resources in the show notes that I think would be very helpful to you. I will also put my socials and my contact information in the show notes so that you can keep in touch with me. And I will see you on the next episode of Chats with Tea.